Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. And Drew, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time, and certainly appreciate the tweet and Instagram on Veterans Day about veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. I love every opportunity we have to acknowledge our veterans, you know, those that are currently serving and those that have served. It's, the ultimate sacrifice and, service to our country is to be able to do it. I think in the form of, serving in our military. So they deserve our appreciation all the time.
Drew, at any point in your life, did you ever think that maybe that was a path for you?
Yeah. Growing up, obviously having, two grandfathers that served in World War II, one of the Marines, one of the Army, and then family members that had been drafted into Vietnam. Just that those conversations, made me feel like if things didn't work out with sports, that would definitely be something that I might pursue. And always said I'd go into the Marine Corps, but I think, the opportunity to go to college and play college football, and yeah, it worked out okay.
Now, Drew, looking at Tampa Bay, obviously you're going to go out there, a division opponent, and they've been kind of helter-skelter up and down. I mean, you might say, they're only 3-6, but it just seems like they're capable of beating anyone or losing to anyone. And I thought one thing that caught my attention, I'm looking at the Saints defense and Tampa Bay's defense, which is outstanding. You know that they're only giving up 33% on third down conversion. It's almost like identical. It is. It was like 33.03, 33.04. So that's the same. To me, that's outstanding defense on third down that what the Buccaneers been able to do, and also the Saints.
Yeah, they have. And when you turn on the film, that's what you see. They're very good run defense, and so I think what that ends up doing is putting them into third and favorable situations, and then they can tune up the pass rush, and they've got some really good pass rushers as well. So I think that's how you kind of come up with that equation for good third down defense. But yeah, that's an area where they're very strong.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk. And Drew, last time you played the Buccaneers, you were still recovering from a thumb injury. Teddy Bridgewater was at quarterback. How much have you or will you talk to him about that matchup and what he saw from a quarterback's perspective?
Well, I remember back, when we were prepping for those guys, and then obviously when you turn on the tape, it all kind of comes back as far as, our game plan and what we were thinking and that kind of thing. And obviously we executed well. We were effective. But going on the road at their place, I always find that this game has been extremely tough, on the road. Look at the last three meetings with these guys at their place. It's all come down to the wire. They've all been hard-fought games. So that's the way it is in this division. Throw the records out the window. We know the type of team, they can be. They're very explosive on the other side of the ball as well. So especially coming off the game that we just played, we've got to be better with our execution on offense and taking advantage of the opportunities when we get them.
Now, Drew, I'm looking at Road Warriors, and the Saints have been Road Warriors. When you consider the last 10.5 season, only the Patriots have a better road record than the Saints. When you look at the NFL, how tough it is just to win a game and to be able to be number two in the NFL, that speaks volumes. So when you look at Tampa Bay, is it like could come down to the wire and that what are you doing maybe in that fourth quarter and the whole sustained game? And the one point I wanted to bring up to you is that, and I know you know this is winning football, we have the fewest giveaways in the NFL right now with six. That turnover margin, usually you win that, you win. But that's something I know you have to take pride in, considering where we at in the season, only six giveaways. And obviously playing on the road, we've been mature enough and the right leaders to be able to handle that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, listen, taking care of the ball does a couple things. You know, number one, it keeps you in favorable positions, you know, as far as field position, right?
Right.
If you're not converting the first down, you're either kicking a field goal or you're putting the ball on, you know, one of the best punters in the league's foot, you know, with Thomas Morstead, to pin him down in there and allowing our defense to go on the field to get it back for us, you know. So, listen, at times, and especially on the road, you know, that's okay, right? That's okay.
Right.
You're going to play the field position game at times. Also, what it does is you just don't give them any hope, right? You don't give them any additional momentum. That's what turnovers do as well. You know, I know the feeling for me on offense when, you know, I'm on the sideline, you know, and I'm sitting there looking at, you know, the tablet, and I'm looking at the previous drive, and I'm halfway through, and all of a sudden I hear the stadium kind of erupt, and they say, hey, we just got the ball, right? You know, we just got a fumble.
Right.
We just got an interception. And there's that feeling of, man, we're going to score, you know? And so I know the feeling I get when our defense gets us a turnover and just what that does from momentum and just that confidence. So that's why that stat's so important.
Now, you know, Drew, when you want to balance, a sense of balance, and nothing against you, you know, listen, I'm not just stroking you. You're going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I say less of Drew is more. We don't need to be throwing a damn ball 45 times. We had 11 rushing attempts. And listen, we've run the ball, you know, 14 times at times. We did not come out on top. Now, I know the ebb and flow of a game, what's going to occur. But the reason why I bring that up, and I looked at this, and now you know how healthy you are, that when Alvin Kamara touches the ball 20 times or more, we 8-0. But out of the ebb and flow of the game, it did seem like we had to play catch-up, but then we had to play eventually catch-up. But only 11 rushing attempts, come on, that is not winning football. And what I bring up about that is because now you want to run the ball, but Tampa Bay, Drew, I've never seen this. Tampa Bay is number one against the run, but dead last against the pass. Have you ever seen something like that? At least you'd be middle of the pack. What? Number one against the run and dead last against the pass? Come on, Drew, tell me you've never witnessed that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen it, you know, that skewed. But if you can see when you turn on the tape, and the way that they've built that front is that, man, it's a heavy front, and they it's almost every down is an 8-man front, right? And so they are, that is their game plan. You know, in every game is, man, they are going to be stout against the run and kind of dare you to throw it against them. You know, well, so what do teams do? Well, teams end up throwing it a lot. And I think with, you know, some of the turnover at the DB position, you know, throughout the season for them, you know, that teams have been able to get some big plays, you know. So that's probably why those stats are skewed, you know, against them in the,
right,
in the passing game. But, I mean, listen, the way I look at it is we do need to be more balanced. You know, coming off of that Atlanta game, obviously we're not pleased with those numbers. I'll tell you what we're also not pleased with is only getting 54 plays, right? You know, we got to sustain drives. We're an offense that should be operating in the 72-play range, right? Well, if we had 72 plays against Atlanta, then maybe we would have rushed the ball 25 times, and then it's more, that's more even, you know, or at least more more towards the side of balance. So –
right.
Yeah, bottom line is we can execute better. We can run the ball better. We can do everything a little bit better.
Drew, what can you guys do as an offense to get off to faster starts in the first quarter?
You know, that's something we've always been really good at, you know. And as I look at this season, yeah, it hasn't been up to our standard. And, you know, nothing's changed as far as, you know, the way that we – kind of go, you know, establish a, you know, first 10 plays of the game, you know, or first 12 plays of the game or whatever it is, you know, and the way that we kind of, you know, make our way through that. I feel like at least just thinking about the last three or four games, you know, we've gone right down the field and then we kick a field goal, you know, so man, it'd be nice to get in the end zone. Right. So I feel like we've moved the ball. We just haven't gotten 7 points. You know, we've gotten 3 points. So, yeah, that's got to finish the job.
Now, Drew, is it? I guess the players realize this, that it is just one game. But isn't it like almost 2-for-1 that when you're playing a division opponent, considering, you know, now you can play bam, 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 one after the other. It's all NFC South games. You know, some Saints fans, they tell me, oh, well, if we're going to lose a game, I'd rather lose to the Cardinals than Atlanta. You know, obviously we all know about the rivalry. But, boy, this is really a gut-checking time to play at Tampa Bay, considering a division opponent. And you never want to give anybody hope. I know we got a nice lead in the NFC South and what we're playing for, but and we all know, you mentioned this early, how tough it's going to be in Tampa Bay. But it's definitely a gut-checking time, considering we've had a lot of success to start the season, but you always want to bounce back after a disappointing game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everything you said, right? I mean, we want to win because we want to win. It's a divisional game. That makes it even more important. It's on the road. That makes it even more important. And we want to bounce back. So, yeah, we want to win.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, good luck this Sunday against Tampa.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, Drew.
The time. That wraps up QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company, a proud partner of the Saints and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.